Every year, Americans spend $50 billion chasing weight loss through pills, programs, and promises. Yet, obesity rates keep climbing. What if the solution isn't found in the latest celebrity diet or miracle supplement, but in something far simpler? The evidence points to a truth the weight loss industry doesn't want you to hear. Sustainable weight loss doesn't require expensive programs, dangerous surgeries, or extreme deprivation. It requires understanding what science actually says, not what sells. In the late 1970s, waistlines across industrialized nations began expanding dramatically. Today, over 70% of American adults are overweight, with 40% classified as obese, a sudden transformation demanding explanation. The food industry successfully deflected blame toward inactivity, spending millions to shift focus from diet. Their strategy worked. 83% of Americans blame lack of exercise for obesity, while only 34% cite excessive calories. Yet research shows what we eat matters far more than how much we move. Genetics offers little explanation. Over 100 genetic markers linked to obesity collectively account for less than 3% of weight differences. The Pima Indians of Arizona show dramatically different obesity rates based solely on traditional versus modern processed diets. Our bodies are prehistoric machines in a modern world. Evolution favored those who could store fat efficiently during famines, creating preferences for calorie-dense foods. The food industry now weaponizes these instincts with crap, calorie-rich and processed foods that hijack brain reward pathways like cocaine. Government subsidies lowered costs of sugar, corn syrup, and vegetable oils, while deregulation unleashed 10,000 annual food commercials on children, 95% promoting candy, sugary drinks, cereals, and fast food. The largest obesity study, analyzing over 50 million people across nearly 200 countries, found that excess weight causes approximately 4 million premature deaths annually. Obesity worsens rheumatoid arthritis, increases gout risk, and is the main modifiable factor for osteoarthritis. Losing just 1 pound yearly over a decade can decrease osteoarthritis risk by over 50%. Excess weight compresses kidneys, forcing sodium into the bloodstream and raising blood pressure. Body fat increases risk for numerous cancers: esophageal, stomach, colorectal, liver, gallbladder, pancreatic, breast, uterine, ovarian, kidney, brain, thyroid, and bone marrow. After menopause, fat becomes the primary estrogen production site, giving obese women nearly twice the circulating estrogen and significantly higher breast cancer risk. Obesity is the leading risk factor for type 2 diabetes, which causes kidney failure, limb amputations, and adult-onset blindness. Many diabetes medications cause further weight gain, creating a vicious cycle. Brain scans reveal gray matter atrophy and compromised white matter integrity in those with excess body fat, accelerated brain aging even in young adults. Middle-age obesity increases later dementia risk by 90%. Nearly 70% of obesity-related deaths stem from cardiovascular disease. Weight stigma remains pervasive. Overweight women experience harassment, physical barriers, or discrimination approximately 3 times daily, creating a stress cycle that perpetuates weight gain. Bariatric surgery has exploded from 40,000 procedures annually in 1998 to hundreds of thousands today. While producing significant weight loss, these procedures carry serious risks. Up to 25% of patients require revision surgeries, with 10 times the mortality risk. Even with perfect surgery, patients need lifelong supplementation to avoid serious deficiencies. The pharmaceutical approach fares no better. Despite FDA-approved weight loss medications, they're prescribed to only 1 in 50 obese patients, largely due to their troubling history. Most weight loss drugs have eventually been pulled from the market for dangerous side effects, starting with DNP, a pesticide that promised to safely melt fat, but instead damaged people's eyesight. Weight loss supplements prove notoriously contaminated. Over half of 100% natural products tested contained undisclosed pharmaceutical drugs. When 9 popular slimming supplements were tested in randomized controlled trials, none outperformed placebo pills. The weight loss industry thrives on fad diets. When fact-checkers examined popular diet books, they found that up to 2/3 of the nutritional facts weren't supported by peer-reviewed science. After analyzing nearly 5,000 studies, a clear pattern emerges. The optimal weight loss diet centers on whole plant foods. Plant-based eating minimizes meat, eggs, dairy, and processed foods while maximizing fruits, vegetables, legumes, whole grains, nuts, seeds, mushrooms, and herbs. Unlike restrictive diets, this approach focuses on food quality rather than quantity. People eat as much as they want. The results are striking. Obesity rates among vegans run as low as 2-3%, comparable to endurance athletes running nearly 2 marathons weekly. Yet these plant-based eaters are often sedentary. They consume up to 464 fewer calories daily while eating nearly half a pound more food. Plant-based eaters may also burn more calories at rest. Research found those eating plant-based for at least 2 years had up to 22% higher resting metabolic rates, burning hundreds of extra calories without additional activity. Meta-analyses consistently show greater weight loss with plant-based diets, even without calorie restrictions or exercise. The 2017 Broad Study demonstrated unprecedented results. Participants lost an average of 19 pounds in 3 months and 27 pounds at 6 months, maintaining this loss at 1 year without ongoing intervention, the greatest sustained weight loss ever recorded without calorie restriction or mandatory exercise. Beyond the foundational plant-based diet, several evidence-based strategies enhance weight loss by working with your body's natural systems. Strategic hydration proves remarkably effective. Drinking 2 cups of cool water 30 minutes before meals reduces food intake by 13%, 74 fewer calories per meal through stomach volume and improved metabolism. Negative calorie preloading exploits a fascinating phenomenon. A 100-calorie vegetable salad before pasta reduces subsequent consumption by over 200 calories, creating a net negative 100 calories. An apple before pasta can lead to consuming 300-plus fewer calories. Vinegar with meals, just 2 teaspoons of apple cider or rice vinegar, helps control blood sugar spikes and increases satiety hormones through dressings or diluted in water. Chronobiology matters profoundly. Morning calories are less fattening because digestion requires 50% more energy then versus nighttime. Front-loading calories earlier provides better weight loss and blood sugar control. Eating rate influences outcomes. Chewing each bite 35 times versus 10 times increases fullness while consuming 12% fewer calories. Time-restricted feeding, confining eating to windows like 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., creates fasting periods, enhancing fat burning, yielding about a pound weekly without other dietary changes. These strategies combine efficiently. A tomato salad with black cumin, garlic, and balsamic vinegar addresses multiple recommendations simultaneously. The weight loss industry profits from complexity and failure. Science reveals a simpler truth. Whole, plant-based foods, vegetables, fruits, whole grains, legumes, nuts, and seeds. These foods are naturally high in fiber, nutrients, and water, while being lower in caloric density, making them the healthiest, most economical path to sustainable weight loss. Success comes from developing eating patterns aligned with your lifestyle. Small, consistent changes often outperform dramatic short-term modifications. You don't need another diet book, supplement, or program. You need to understand what your body requires and provide it consistently. The solution isn't complicated. It's been growing in fields all along. Real food, mostly plants, eaten mindfully. That's not a diet. It's how humans are meant to eat.